Well, we're grateful that you're here this morning, and we come to a time in our service where we offer praise and thanksgiving for all of our blessings. It's been an interesting year, 2025. We are creeping fast into turning the calendar over for the year 2026. And we have a lot of things that we would like to do different in 2026, a lot of things that we pray will be done different. We pray for our leaders. We pray for the many people that's involved with the thing called the church. And the church seems to be on the uptick. People are now seeing more and more interest in really what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They had a manifest in Phoenix this past week over 3 or 4 days, and most of the speakers just gave their personal testimonies and so forth. It's a part of an organization that was started by Charlie Kirk, and it continues on. And it's not only a motivational type of thing, but spiritual and getting involved in the political aspects, because politics are very important in all of our lives. We are run by politicians, so to speak, so it's good to understand what politics is all about. So with that said, we are thankful that Annie's here this morning. I was just looking at the video, just run across my phone when all the kids gathered, right where you were sitting here, and Miss Tina had, what'd she have? In Italy, when they were in Italy, appendicitis. And all the kids gathered there and sang a song to Miss Tina, and I thought that was pretty cool. And then Annie's sitting right there where some of her kids were sitting. We're grateful. All right. Anything you're thankful for this morning? Please.
Well, this afternoon we're having Christmas at our house because Jessica's taking off and she's going to North Carolina. So for a safe trip.
Good.
To North Carolina. They're leaving Wednesday and coming back.
Great.
Thursday night.
Good.
So they're only spending one night, but they're making a quick trip up there, and so we're doing Christmas afternoon.
Good. That'd be great.
So, safe travels for everybody.
And we're thankful Dave and Linda's back from their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And who else is on? Oh, Don Bittner. We're thankful for him. He's recovering real well. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe they'd be here this morning from his triple bypass. And it was amazing how fast he's recovering, so that's a good thing. Anybody else? Anything you're thankful for, Linda?
I'm thankful Annie's here. That was a nice surprise. A very nice surprise.
Right.
And remember, Pat and Don, and I have a friend traveling today, Debbie and Kim, I want to remember them. And my whole family, because my nephew is really struggling right now with the loss of his mom. And he just, he's worrying me. He's really upsetting me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And we're grateful that Janie's up and about and feeling better. And Arthur and Philip here this morning. Arthur's going to help us with the candlelight service, candle or Christmas Eve. So we're grateful for that. All right. Well, let's sing the doxology followed by the Lord's Prayer. Just sing the doxology and do the Lord's Prayer later.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.